guys, welcome back to Toby Talk with Dom
and Emma,
episode 16.
All right, happy sweet 16,
yes,
Dom.
Sweet 16. I know. Yes, time to celebrate. Get off the cake.
Absolutely.
Quick shout outs before we get started. We have a couple new chapters this week.
All right.
So I want to give a shout out to Elk Grove, California; Lake Stevens, Washington; and Accokeek, Maryland. Anything else we have?
Awesome. Just want to say thanks to everybody for all the great things that you're doing out in the community, and keep up the great work.
Yeah. And then we have Sherry Cushman on today.
That's right. Yeah. She's our volunteer outreach manager, and Dominic, you work with her very closely. Is that right? So she's going to be on the show today, and she's going to talk with you guys about how we get volunteer opportunities, how we make partnerships with nonprofits out in our communities, and connect you guys with some great volunteering experiences.
Yep. Some of her stories as well, being part of Lions Heart for so many years. So it's going to be a really good interview.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Cool. Let's get started.
All right.
All right, guys, we are here today with our guest, Sherry Cushman. Say hi, Sherry.
Hello.
And introduce yourself. Let everyone know who you are here at Lion's Heart.
I'm Sherry Cushman, as you had just mentioned, and I am the volunteer outreach manager here at Lion's Heart.
She is. She works with me. We're actually right next to each other in the office, so we get to see each other almost every day.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with Lion's Heart, Sherry?
Oh, it was an interesting story. I started off... I was training for a marathon with the founder, Terry Corwin. Mm-hmm. And we were running next to each other, and I told her I wanted to be more involved in Lion's Heart. And she said, I have just the job for you. And so I became the volunteer manager at that time. I don't think we included outreach. And then I got even more involved when my second son, my second child, Connor, became the second class ever of Lion's Heart.
Oh, wow.
And and then by Eric, my youngest son, I did even more with Lion's Heart, and I became the class coordinator.
Wow, so you've been with the organization kind of since its early beginnings then.
Very early on,
So you've seen like the evolution from day one to today.
Oh, yeah, it's a completely different organization. It just continues to grow and get stronger and stronger.
That's awesome. And so what's, as the volunteer manager and versus, I guess, even now the volunteer outreach manager, what is involved in your day-to-day role?
What I do now is try to find all the volunteer opportunities throughout the nation with Dominic.
Yes.
I handle the north and the west part of the country, and he does the east and the south. And so we are always researching nonprofit organizations, trying to find very unique and fun things for teens to do, and we enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, can you go a little bit more into that process, I guess, about us really researching and reaching out to other organizations, stuff like that, or finding people to talk to?
Well, we do. We do a lot of research, because when you find a nonprofit organization, first off, you got to make sure that it's something that teens would be interested in doing. Because there is a lot of opportunity out there, but some that aren't really appropriate for the kids. And then also, they also have age restrictions. Quite a few, you have to be 18 in order to volunteer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we need to find the organizations that want the teens and welcome them to come and do volunteer hours. So we do that, and then we always have to make sure what is demanded. Like, sometimes it might be a opportunity during the day that doesn't work with a lot of our volunteers, those who are students and going
to school.
Yeah,
go to school.
So we try to find things that they can do either on the evenings. Some days, though, we do, because what we realize there are some kids out there are available during the day, and then weekends, and we try to not do just focus on just weekends, because there's activities. A lot of times teens are involved in doing other sports and things on the weekends. So we try to mix it up. So that's what is key, is to really research organizations and make sure they're appropriate and work for Lion's Heart.
Right. And really all the kids that are age ranges, you know, from 5th grade all the way through 12th grade. So making sure all of that is appropriate for everyone and fun, and you get a really meaningful experience out of it.
Yeah. And with a lot of our opportunities, too, it's not always just the one-time thing. There's even other nonprofits that we work with, too, that have ongoing things,
right? Correct. That's a big part of it. Those organizations are in constant need of volunteers. And so we post that on the calendar. They're actually, if everybody is familiar with the calendar, on the website, we do have one side that has the one-time events, and then on the other side is the ongoing events.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, just like a wealth of different experiences that they can choose from, like you said, like depending on what their activities are and their schedules and things like that.
Yeah, whether, you know, it's in person or even remote, sometimes you can get it done. Like, we have a lot of those on our calendars as well. So
yeah, a lot of virtual activities too that they can do from home. And like, there's oftentimes making cards for sick kids or for the military. You can find opportunities like that on your calendar.
Yeah. Can you share any stories that you have received in your time here at Lion's Heart from other volunteer coordinators or teens or even parents in Lion's Heart with their experience and everything?
Oh, it's always been very positive. There's any time that I have been involved in an event, I remember we did a beach cleanup. Mm-hmm. All of us were involved with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was a Lion's Heart group there, and the class coordinator came up to us and just told us what a wonderful experience she's been having being a class coordinator, and how she had a class of boys, and how they were with her from the very beginning and soon to be graduating. And I remember that as my same thing as class coordinator of the Boys Blue 2015.
It shout was out. So
that's my shout out to those boys. Watching them grow and being involved in so many different volunteer opportunities and really being able to give back and mm-hmm. enjoy giving back. And that's what we saw at the beach cleanup. And just last weekend, I was doing the Dove Dash, and the coordinator of the event had contacted me mm-hmm. because Lion's Heart has always been involved, and she couldn't wait to get them involved again. And yeah, there I was at the Dash, seeing them passing out the water and smiles on their faces. So it's really a very positive. It's great to see them out there.
Yeah, and it's not just the teens going to their calendar mm-hmm. and looking for things. It's the, like you said, the nonprofits who are familiar with the Lion's Heart kids. They know how passionate they are about trying to give back or giving mm-hmm. back, and they seek it out.
They reach out to us a lot.
They do. That's yes. Great. Especially since we originated in Southern California, we have so many nonprofits that are reaching out to us constantly. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people will see multiple opportunities on their emails because there's so many nonprofits that know about us. And that's really our goal. And for the future of Lion's Heart is throughout the entire nation, we want the nonprofits to be really reaching out to us and saying, hey, your volunteers are awesome. We want to have them again and again every year.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the experience to kind of be both ways, for the teens out there, for you guys, and as well as for them to come to us and say, wow, they did an awesome job at whatever XY event we had going mm-hmm. on. And, that's this relationship we want to establish all over the country for everyone.
Yeah, and in addition to also for the volunteer themselves, we want it to be a positive experience for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, not only do we want them to walk away going, hey, I really enjoyed that, because there may be opportunities you'll do. Maybe it's not something you really enjoy, but there's no reason why you don't have to just keep doing other things that you enjoy. We want it to be positive for the nonprofit as well as for the teen volunteering. So we want the teen to make it a good experience for themselves as well.
Yeah. And off of that, as a parent, former Lion's Heart members and a class coordinator, do you have any stories? Have you seen any impact on your own children that have gone through Lion's Heart as well?
I have.
That are now grown up and adults.
I have. My daughter is 27 and she does a lot of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. She lives in Seattle, and so mm-hmm. there's a homeless epidemic kind of going on there, and so she does help out a lot at the homeless shelters. And then my middle son, who was in the second class ever of Lion's Heart, mm-hmm. he continues to do volunteer work with his fiance at her church.
That's amazing.
And then my youngest, the 2015 Boys Club, he is does a lot of volunteer work with his fraternity at Chapman.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it definitely carries over from their time, when they're young, it rolls over throughout your entire life.
It does. I think you'll find that with a lot of the Lion's Heart alums mm-hmm. is that Lion's Heart volunteering doesn't end when you graduate from high school. You continue to do it the rest of your life. You see how important it is to give back.
Yeah, which is what we really want to hammer home here.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, and with the holidays kind of coming up around the corner, do you have any ideas or tips and tricks for our members or even those listening today, to get involved in their community for the holidays?
Yes, there's a lot of different things that you can do, and always be sure to check your calendar. What the nice opportunity is when you're home for the holidays, you have that daytime during the day that you normally wouldn't have when you were in school. So mm-hmm. Look on the calendar, look for opportunities that you may have not been able to do previously, but now you can go volunteer at like a food bank or something that, serving lunch, a hot lunch. A lot of times there's different nonprofits out there who need that help during the day to be helping the homeless. Yeah. So check that out. Find something that you can do during the day that will be something new and different.
Yeah.
There's a lot of schools that have holiday parties too.
Yes.
They're always looking for volunteers. So mm-hmm. check back maybe your elementary school or your high school and see if there might be something you can do to help out with their events. And keep looking for those. They'll be coming. There's so many nonprofits in need at the holiday time. So
yeah
definitely.
Keep hacking up the calendar for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Lastly, Sherry, do you have any other shout-outs outside of your teen boys group? Or pieces of advice from your own personal experience as well that you would like to share for anyone looking to volunteer in the community?
Shout-out to all those class coordinators there. Yes. Because love it. We love them, and they do an awesome job with the kids. And I know from experience I had so enjoyed working with those. And it was so fun to see the growth of the boys from being young, as I mentioned, and through high school, and mm-hmm. how initially we were finding the opportunities, and as the members grew, they were finding the opportunities. So, yes, it's
nice.
A shout out. Keep it going. You guys are doing great.
Yeah. Well, all right, Sherry. Well, I think we can wrap it up there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today on Toby Talk.
Yes. We look forward to having you on again in the future, hopefully.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Well, till next time.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you to Sherry for that awesome interview.
Yeah. Thanks, Sherry.
I want to remind you guys also out there to always log your hours as usual. Yeah. So you guys get those volunteer opportunities from us. Make sure you guys are going out there. When you get back or even on your phone, you can do it on the app. Log your hours. That way you're getting credit for them. And I want to give a shout out to all of our nonprofit partners as well. And all of you guys actually doing the service that we go out and search for opportunities for you.
Yeah, and definitely. If you're a nonprofit out there and you are looking for some support and carrying out your mission, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at any time. We have an online form that's very easy and it's free for you to mm-hmm. list volunteer opportunities for our teens to sign up. So
it's about 2 minutes.
Yeah, so just a couple
pretty quick,
minutes.
If that.
Yeah, for sure. So visit our website at any time. It's lionsheartservice.org and go ahead and click on the request volunteers link at the top of the page. Again, like Dominic said, just a real quick form. Just let us know where you're located and what the opportunity is and particularly the age group that you're looking for, and we'll be able to send those out to our members and they can sign up and help you out.
Yep. And for members out there, make sure you guys are always tagging us on Instagram as well.
Yes.
At Lions Heart Service.
For sure. We always love to hear about all the great things you guys are doing out in your community. Connect with us on Instagram at Lions Heart Service. You can tag us also, same hashtag, or you can do hashtag Lions Heart Strong. And we'll be sure to give you guys a shout out. So thank you so much again for sharing those stories.
Yeah. Well, thanks guys for coming, stopping by for week 16.
Yeah, absolutely.
We look forward to putting these out for you guys every week. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have any ideas as well, do you like for us to talk about or any topics, make sure you contact us as well. We can always cover those also. Or if you know any good nonprofits or anything that you want to, or maybe someone you want to interview on the podcast, let us know. Just shout us out.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thanks you guys so much for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. And don't forget to always think of others before yourself.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So your jeans are ripped. There's soles needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart. You can change people's minds.